Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Dalid. We left off on the bottom of Daf Gimel and Beis, and we're still trying to finish up the very first sugya of Maseches Menachos. So until the two dots on about 10 lines into Daf Dalid and Aleph, we're still going to be finishing up that sugya. So just to remind ourselves what that sugya is, there is a discussion in the Mishnah. What about a mincha that's brought shalol lishma? Is it kosher or is it not? So the Mishnah had said that generally speaking, kosher, but not olo l'bailim shem chava. Two exceptions: minchas chote, minchas knos, where it's not even kosher at all. But then we had a problem because there's a stira within shitas Rabbi Shimon. We have two brises. One where Rabbi Shimon says, no, mincha shalol lishma is totally fine. Not only is it kosher, it's all about Shem Chava, completely seemingly against our Mishnah. And then another brisa where Rabbi Shimon says exactly what it says in our Mishnah. So we had three different ways of reconciling the shitos of Rabbi Shimon, and that's what we were focused on yesterday. We have Rabbah who said that the difference is whether it's shinoi kodesh or shinoi bailim, is your machshava shalol lishma something that's obviously incorrect, and if it's obviously incorrect, we can ignore it. It's not going to ruin the carbon, but if it's something that's not so obvious, then it will ruin the carbon, like a shinoi bailim. It's not obvious from your actions which bailim you're doing it for. So that was the shita of Rabba. Then we had the shita of Rava on the top of Gimel and Beis, said kan become its mincha l'shem mincha, kan become its mincha l'shem zevach, that if your shalol lishma is to bring this mincha l'shem a different mincha, so that is going to be kosher because we have a gzeres hakosuv v'zos toras hamincha, that all menachos are in a single category. But if you have machshava to bring a mincha l'shem zavach, well, that's totally off. That's going to be possible. And then we have the sheet of Rav Ashi that who said lo kasha kan become its machmas l'shem marcheshes, kan become its minchas machmas l'shem minchas marcheshes. If your shalol lishma was just to think of a different kli, but or to talk about a different kli, well, that's not going to affect the carbon. But if it's to give a different shame carbon, that's going to affect the carbon. So what we're going to do today is we're going to start with why each Shita doesn't want to say like the other Shita, meaning what is the weakness within each of these three opinions. Then the Gemara is going to move on. The entire Amud Aleph is going to be about the exceptions that were listed in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that generally Shalol Lishma is kasher or carbon, it's just not Olo L'Bailim Shem Chava, but there are two Menachos that if you do it Shalol Lishma, totally possible. Minchas Chote, Minchas Knos. Where do we know that from? Where do we ever find that in Minchas Chote, Minchas Knos, where does it say that in the Torah? That if you do them Shalol Lishma, it's totally possible. Once we're on the topic of carbonos that are done Shalol Lishma, we recall the first Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim, which also spoke about Shalol Lishma, but it spoke about not Menachos, obviously it spoke about Zvachim Shalol Lishma. And it also told us that generally speaking, Kasher and not but there are also a couple of exceptions. Amud Beis of our daf is going to talk about maybe there are more exceptions to the Zvachim rule. Maybe there are more karbanos, and Rav is going to suggest that that although it's not mentioned in our Mishnah or in the first Mishnah of Zvachim, there are three additional karbanos that when done Shalol Lishma are entirely possible. The Minchas HaOmer, the Asham Nazir, and the Asham Mitzor. Ultimately, in tomorrow's daf, we're going to reject Rav, but that's going to be Rav's understanding. And so Amud Beis is going to be dedicated to explaining, okay, if there are actually three more on the list that are, when done Shalol Lishma, totally possible, why aren't they mentioned in the Mishnah? Why isn't the Minchas HaOmer mentioned in our Mishnah? Why isn't the Asham Mitzora and the Asham Mitzora and the Asham Nazir mentioned in the first Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim? So that's the basic layout of today's daf. So let's begin on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Kulu Kerabba Lo Amri. First one line is Ikri, about 70 lines before the end of the page. So Kulu Kerabba Lo Amri. They all don't want to say like Rabba, meaning the other Tanaim didn't agree with Rabba's way of resolving the Shitas Rabbi Shimon. What was Rabba's way? He was the one that said that when your machshava is about a different bailim, so it's not so obvious from your actions that your machshava is wrong, that machshava is going to passel. But when your machshava is about a different karbon, where it's obvious that what you're doing doesn't correspond to your machshava, then your machshava could be ignored, it's not going to passel. So why don't they want to say like Rabba? Why doesn't Rava and Ravashi agree to Rabba? da adraba. Machshava de minkra pasal rachmana. I would think that if you have a machshava that is obviously off base, that's even, you know, more strongly off base, that would be a greater reason to pasal, not less of a reason to pasal. Not say, oh, that machshava is so off base, we could just ignore it. No, it's so off base, it's really going to affect the karban. So they view it entirely differently than Rabba. Okay, kirava lo amri. They don't want to say like Rava. Rava's one that said that when you are commit mincha l'shem, a different mincha, that's going to be kasher, because the Torah says zos taras hamincha, that all menachos are in one category. But l'shem zevach, that's going to apostle it. So they don't want to, the other Amoraim don't agree to that, because v'zos taras lo mashmaluhu. They don't think v'zos taras tells you that the entire category is automatically a single unit, and having a machshava within that category is not going to pasul. They don't think that's what v'zos taras means. Just because the Torah says v'zos taras hamincha, it doesn't mean that when I bring mincha A, I could have a machshava for mincha B. It doesn't. They don't think the words mean that. Kravashi lo amri. Why don't they want to say like Ravashi? Ravashi is the one who said that when you just think about a different kli within which to bring the mincha, it's not going to pasul. But if you give it a different shem karban, that will pasul it. So they don't want to say like him, mishum kushya d'ravacha b'rei d'rava, because Ravacha b'rei d'rava had challenged Rav Ashi. What was Ravacha b'rei d'rava's challenge? That if that were the case, then a charava b'shem belula, right? When a person says, I'm going to bring a dry mincha, when he's bringing a dry mincha and he says, I'm bringing it l'shem, a mincha that has oil in it, so in such a case, it's an entirely different kind of mincha. So that should also possible. Yet Rabbi Shimon says that that's kasher. So he didn't like how he answered that question. Well, how did we answer that? Was the last thing we said yesterday. That belula doesn't mean a different type of mincha. He's just talking about belila bialma, but it's a strange answer. Meaning they don't like that answer. They think that the kasha is stronger than the teretz. Okay, so says the Gemara, milsa de pshita le the rabba lahai gisa, ula rabba lahai gisa. That which Rabba took for granted to one extreme, to one side of it, and Rava, who took an exactly opposed point of view, but they were both absolutely certain about their points of view. Mibai le Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya had a question about it, and he wasn't sure who was correct about it. What's the Shaila? What are we talking about? Dubai Rav Hoshaya. Va'amri la boi minei Rav Hoshaya merabasi. Some say that we know exactly who he asked the question to, that he asked it to Rabasi. Mincha l'shum zevach mali amar Rabbi Shimon. What would Rabbi Shimon say if you bring a carbon mincha and you have in mind that it should be l'shem a zevach? So there you are, you're dealing with flour, maybe some oil, and you're having in mind that it should be, that it should be a carbon shlamim, which is supposed to be a sheep, right? So we know exactly what Rabba and Rava would tell us, right? We know clearly that Rabba is going to say, whoa, that machshava is so obviously wrong, it's so obviously off, that it's got to be kosher, right? Because if it's so obviously off, then we can ignore that machshava. And we know what Rava would tell us. Rava's the one that said, zos taras hamincha. As long as your machshava shalosh shema is within the world of mincha, it's good. But if your machshava shalosh shema is outside of the category of mincha, then it's not going to be good. So obviously, Rava's going to say this is kosher. Rava's going to say this is pasul. But Rav Hoshaya wasn't sure. He wasn't sure what Rabbi Shimon would hold about this. So time with Rabbi Shimon, do we understand Rabbi Shimon like Rabba that whenever the machshav is so off base, it's not going to passel the karban? And this is clearly a machshava that's way off base. You're having a machshava of a zevach while you're doing a mincha. Or maybe the real reason for Rabbi Shimon is what Rava had said, that zos taras hamincha includes all menachos. So if you're having a machshava about another mincha, it's going to be kasher. But it never says zos taras hamincha v'zevach. Having a machshava about a zevach when you're bringing a mincha, that's absolutely going to be pasul. So that would be how Rava would tackle the issue. So amalei klum higanu l'sov daitel shel Rabbi Shimon. The way Rav Hoshaya got a response was, we don't know. We don't know who's correct. We don't know exactly how to really understand Rabbi Shimon. So karaba lo mishani le. Why didn't he just say that we understand like Rabba? That Rabba is correct. So no, he didn't want to say like Rabba. Because Abaye had challenged Rabbah, and we weren't necessarily satisfied with the answers to the challenge. What was Abaye's challenge? This was way back on Beis Amid Beis, where Abaye had said that we know that a machshava passels based on a hekish to Karban Hashem. So why should a Shinui Kodesh be any different than a Shinui Bailim? So we had answered that, no, Rabbi Shimon is Dorish Taima Dekra, and therefore he limits when the wrong Machshav is going to passel. But if it's really based on a Hekish, we shouldn't have distinguished between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, between a Machshav that's obviously wrong, like Shinui Kodesh, versus a Machshav that's not so obviously wrong, like Shinui Bailim. So they didn't want to say like Rabbah, because they were worried about Abaye's Kasha and Rabbah. Ki Rava lo Meshanilei, Mishum Koshiv Zos Taras Hachatas. They didn't want to say like Rava, who said, well, Zos Torah HaMincha tells me that any time I have machshava within the world of Mincha, it's okay, because the Torah also says Zos Torah HaChatas, which would then lead you to believe that any time you have a machshava shloshma within the world of Chatas, it's okay, and that's not true. So that leaves Rava's approach undesirable. Kravashi lo mishani le mishum kushiv deravacher brei derava. I didn't want to say like Ravashi, because who distinguished between just having machshava for a different kli and having machshava for a different shame korban, because of the kasha that we mentioned before. Because then having a machshava on a chareva mishum pelula lechora is a machshava on a different korban, and yet Rabbi Shimon is machshir such a thing. So that's the weakness within each of the different approaches to resolving Rabbi Shimon. So that ends the first sugya of Maseches Menachos. It's a two-blot sugya, just try and understand Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So now the Gemara moves on to the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, yes, when you bring a Karban Mincha Shelo Lishma, it's kosher, but not Olah L'Bayim Shem Chava, but there are two exceptions. There are two Karbanos Mincha that when you do it Shelo Lishma are absolutely possible. And they are Chutz Minchas Chotei U'Minchas Kenei. A minchas chote and a minchas knaos, absolutely possible if you do it shalol l'shma. So says Mar, how do I know that? Bishlam a minchas chote chatas kari rachmana. Okay, minchas chote, I know how we know it, because the Torah calls it a chatas. Lo yasam ala Hashemun v'litin ala levona ki chatas hi. So just like a chatas shalol l'shma is possible, a minchas chote is a form of chatas, and therefore shalol l'shma, it is possible. El a minchas knaos minolam. But from where do I know that a minchas knaos Shalol Lishma is possible? So even before we get to Minchas Knaos, it sounds like from the Gemara that the fact that something is called a Chatas is enough reason to say, just like that, just the fact that the Torah labels it a Chatas in one place is enough reason to say that it's going to be possible, Shalol Lishma. Problem is, there are sugyas at the beginning of Zvachim that go through each and every type of Chatas and why it is and how we know that this type of Chatas, Shalol Lishma, is possible. And that, and there are fancy drushes. You know, why do you need any of the fancy drushes? Why do you need to start researching why each type of chatas shalol l'shma is possible? You know what every chatas has in common? The Torah calls all of them a chatas. So if being called a chatas is enough to say that shalol l'shma is going to be possible, as the Gemara takes for granted over here, why are there sugyas in Zvachim Daf Ches? We learn from a Tzad HaShove that chatas chelev, chatas nazir, mitzora, that they're possible shalol l'shma like other chatas. Yeah, well, what do you need any drushes? So Tosos over here in Dibur Maschil Chatas writes, Lefi tam ze lo hay tzarech lilmud parakam dezvachim deshmias hakol b'me'at sa'ad u'maskan deshmaitin lo kai el yelfa midesifu. Meaning, at the end of the day, if we read our Gemara to the end, the fact that it's called Chatas is actually not a good enough, it's actually not a good enough reason to say that Shalol Lishma is God. It's only a Hava Amina. And the Gemara in Zvachim knew the maskana of our sugya, and in the maskana, chatasi is not a good enough reason. That's how Tosa suggests. Other Rishonim give different suggestions, but it's an important question. Okay, but at this point of the Gemara assumes that the very fact that we call something a chatas is enough reason to say that shalol l'shma is going to be pasul. But el minchas knaos minalan, but minchas knaos is not called a chatas. So where do I know that minchas knaos shalol l'shma, the mincha v'sota shalol l'shma, is going to be pasul? Russell. The Tani Tana Kameda Rav Nachman. Minchas Knaos Mosara Nidava. Well, we have a Brisa that tells us a different halacha about a Minchas Knaos, but the way that we derive that different halacha may also help us out in terms of understanding why it's going to be possible if it's Shalol Lashma. The different halacha we know about Minchas Knaos is that if you designate money to buy a Minchas Sota, and then it was cheaper than you thought it would be, so you had extra money left over that had been designated for the Minchas Knaos, for the Mincha of the Sota, you use that extra money for a Nedava. You bring a carbon Nedava with that extra money. Rashi explains, Masar and Nedava, Hifrish Ma'os L'Minchas Sota, Vava Ma'os Yoser Mina Sa'orim, more than the Sa'orim cost that you need for the Minchas Knaos, you had extra money. Yiplu L'Nedava. What does it mean, Yiplu L'Nedava? Dehainu L'Sholosh Esrei Shofaros, Shai B'Migdash, they had 13 tzedakah boxes, you know, or money boxes in the Migdash. Vayinosin ben osan maos, you put that money in those boxes. Ukshaya mizbeach batel, and whenever the mizbeach didn't have anything going on there, hayukonim mehem kvasim the olos habasul l'shem va'oros l'kohanim v'karilu nidvas tzibur. So those were, it wasn't a personal nidava, it was a nidvas tzibur. The tzibur had these extra funds to keep the mizbeach busy. You know, there were downtimes in the Beis HaMikdash, probably. First of all, it wasn't always so easy to get to Eretz Yisrael as it is today. Nowadays, you'd imagine there wouldn't be too many downtimes, right? How often have you been on an LL plane that wasn't full, right? So nowadays, you'd imagine there wouldn't be so many downtimes in the Mikdash. We did the last week the 3D Mikdash tour that they do, where you watch. My wife says to me afterwards, why wasn't it more crowded in the Mikdash? I mean, I guess they wanted to make it look nice. They didn't want to show the Kohanim walking knee deep in blood like the Mishnah Pesachim says. People would be grossed out. They want us to yearn for it. So, but it wasn't always crowded. There were downtimes. So in those downtimes, that's when they went to these shofaros and they would use these extra monies. So that's what it means, mosara nedava, that the extra money goes for a nedava. So Amalei, Shapir Kamri says, it makes sense that the extra money from Minchas Knaos should go to a nedava, because maskeres avon ksivba. The Torah uses the phrase maskeres avon by the Minchas Knaos. Ubechatos ksiv, va'osan asan lachem laseis es, Avon ha'eda. The word avon is used by a chatas as well. So therefore, we have a gzer shava ma chatas mosar nedava, just like a carbon chatas. The mosar of a chatas is a nedava. Af minchas knaos mosar nedava. So too by minchas knaos, the extra money is used for a nedava. So now, once we have this gzer shava that links a chatas to a minchas knaos, now we might have the answer to what we're looking for. Ukechatas ma chatas psula shalol l'shma. Well, a chatas that's brought shalol Lishma is possible, and now we know there's a gzera shava that links the minchas knaos to a chatas. So af minchas knaos psula shalol lishma. So minchas knaos that's brought shalol lishma is also going to be possible. So the Gemara's assumption at this point is that the reason a minchas chote is possible shalol lishma is because it's called a chatas. The reason a minchas knaos is possible shalol lishma is because of a gzeirah shava between minchas knaos and chatas. Minchas chinuch in mitzvah kufchav hey, Os Yud Beis writes that even though a minchas chote is chatas kari rachmana, it's not really a chatas for all of the dinim. Legabe the halacha Moshe Misinai that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Tmura by chamish chataos shemesos, that you have five chataos hamesos. By minchas chote, we don't have the halacha. You're allowed to bring a minchas chote even if the Bala Mincha is dead. Meaning normally by a Karmel Chatas, the owner dies, you can't bring it. Minchas Chote is going to be different. Meaning the idea that Chatas Kari Yerachmana doesn't mean that it is a Chatas. Yeah, that it's called a Chatas. So therefore some of the halachas of Chatas will apply. That's the Aura of Minchas Chinuch. Another important Aura over here though, the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayis over here, the Rambam writes that how do I know Minchas Knaos Shalol Lishma is possible? So he writes, so what would we say? Well, at this point, Minchas Knaos Shalol Lishma is possible because it uses the word avon, and the word avon appears by a chatas, gzera shava. Good, so that's how I know it's possible. Says the Rambam, lufi shezachar ba avon, good, asu osa kiminchas chote. That's a little strange. Asu osa. So I would say, havya kiminchas chote. It is like a minchas chote. Asu osa implies that it's a din midrabanan, that the Rabbanan decided that it will be like a minchas chote because of the word avon. Bartanur also writes, hol v'ksiv ba'avon, the Bartanur writes, the siv minchas zikaron maskeras avon, kechatas shavuah rabbanan, even more explicit, that it's a din midrabanan, that it's shavuah rabbanan. This is very difficult. The Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Mishnayos points out that even according to the Avamina of the Gemara, that the psul of Shlosh Shma by Minchas Knos is learned out from the Gzeirah Shavah, it's a real Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah is a real din d'oraisa. So not so clear why the Rambam and the Bartanura seem to use terminology that implies midrabanan. Okay, the Rambam is not as explicit. Plus, it's the Pirush Mishnayos. I don't know, you have to look at the original Arabic. You know, you can, okay, but nevertheless, the Bartanura, you know, Rabbanan, that why would he use that term is difficult. Okay, so says the Gemara, if these are the sources for the idea that Shalol Lishma is going to be puzzled by these two carbonos, Elameata, Asham Yehe puzzle Shalol Lishma. A carbon Asham Shalol Lishma should also be puzzled, because you know what word appears by a carbon Asham as well? Avon, the Gemara Avon mechatas. We should learn Avon from Chatas. Sfasemes raises the obvious question: what's the Gemara suggesting? Because I have a Gezerah Shava of Avon between Minchas Knos and Chatas, I should also have a Gezerah Shava between Avon of Ashman and Chatas. There's a rule by Gezerah Shava: Ein Adam Dan Gezerah Shava Meatzmo Elim Kein Kibla Meirabo. A person's not allowed to make up his own Gezerah Shava. You have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe had to learn a Gezerah Shava. Otherwise, the whole system of Gezerah Shava would be totally ridiculous. You'd come up with words that appear in different places in the Torah and you'd start making your own Gezerah Shavas. So the Sfasemis suggests that it could be that you don't have to be Makabel from your Rebbe both words of the Gezerah Shavah and exactly where they are. It could be that you have a Kabbalah that Avon is a word that we use for Gezerah Shavah. And you have to then figure out which Avon it is and how that fits into the Halacha. Meaning it's clear from Shas that Kibbalah Mirabo doesn't mean with 100% exact precision. It means that either some number of Gzera Shavas Balei Tos say in a number of places, or maybe some list of words that are used for Gzera Shavah, but not with exact precision. We question too many Gzera Shavas in Shas for it to be understood that it's with exact precision. So that's why the Gemara is asking. Maybe the word Avon could be used for Gzera Shavah to link Asham to Chatas, and an Asham Shalol Lishmo should be possible. Says Gemara, no, done in Avon me Avon, vein done in Avono me Avon. By the Asham, it doesn't say Avon. It says Avono. That's a different word than Avon. Says the Gemara, come on, it's not so different. My nafkamin, Vatan de Berabi Shmal, Vishava Kohen, Uva Kohen. You know, by Nige Batim, we also make a Gzerah Shavah. You know what the Gzerah Shavah is between? The words Vishava Kohen and Uva Kohen. Vishava and Uva aren't even the same word. It's not even the same Shoresh. It's an entirely, but it means basically the same thing. So we're willing to call that a Gzerah Shavah. So you're going to tell me Avono and Avon aren't similar enough to make a Gzeirah Shavah? We say Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, that's good enough. Va'od, and furthermore, Ligmar Avono, Avono, Me Avon Deshmiya Sakol. We have the word Avono by Chatas as well, by Shmiya Sakol. Dechsivim lo yagid v'nasa Avono. So you don't even need Avono from Avon. It could be two different psukim that both say Avono. Why not say that an Asham Shloshma is also possible? El ki gamri gzera shava lemosu nedava hu digamri. Now it must be that the gzera shava that links the minchas knaos to the chatas is only about the extra funds being brought for a nedava, but it doesn't teach us about shloshma. So our idea that how do I know minchas knaos shloshma is possible? Oh, because of this gzera shava? Not true. That gzera shava is very limited. That gzera shava only teaches us about what to do with extra leftover money. It does not teach us about Shalol Lishma. You'll challenge me, you'll say, but that's against the rules of Gzera Shavah. Whenever you make a Gzera Shavah, it has to be a complete link of these two parshios, and you can't just apply it for one halacha and not the other. Well, Gali Rachmana Gavei Chatas V'Shachat Osa L'Chatas Osa Lishma K'Shera Shalol Lishma P'sula. There's a special pasuk by Chatas that specifically says only a Chatas Shalol Lishma is possible. Every other carbon Shalol Lishma is going to be kosher. So Dafka locks out every other carbon. Aval kol kachim, bein lishma, bein shalol lishma, ksherim. All other kachim, whether they're lishma or shalol lishma, are kosher. So now we're back to square one. Now we have no source for minchas chote and minchas kanaos being puzzled when it's shalol lishma, because by chatos, the Torah had a special limud that it's only by chatos and by nowhere else. El minchas chote, minchas kanaos, the psul shalol lishma minalan. So how do I know minchas chote, minchas kanaos are taka puzzled What was the special drasha by Chatas that it said he? So Hachanami Ksivu he. By these Kabbalists it also says he. So the word he tells me that Shalol Shema is going to be possible. Frak the Gemara Asham Nami Haksivba who. By Asham it also says who, which would seem to be limiting and therefore tell me Shalol Shema is possible. It says, no, who La'achrak Taras Emurin who the Ksiv. The who that it says by an Asham can't possibly be telling me that Shalol Shema is going to possible, because the who that it says by an Asham is after it describes the Akhtar Seymurin. Kedetanya, Avul Asham Lonemar Bahu Elalachar Akhtar Seymurin, Hu Atzmo Shalol Hukhtare Mur of Kasher. It can't be that being Maktire Murim of the Asham Shalol Shema is going to possible the Asham, because not being Maktir the Emurim of the Asham at all doesn't possible the Asham. If you just skip Haktar Seymurim of an Asham, it doesn't possible the Asham. So it's not shaykh to say that the who by Karban Asham is coming to teach me that Shalol Shmo is going to be possible, because the whole Haktar Seymurim could be skipped. So only the who by the he that it says by Minchas Kros and Minchas Chatas and by regular Chatas, Minchas Chote and by regular Chatas, only that who tells me that Shalol Shmo is possible, but by the Asham, Shalol Shmo is going to be kasher. Velahu lamali. So what taka do I learn from the word who by an asham? Lichravuna merav amarav asham shenitak l'riya v'shachto stam kasher. That if an asham has been designated to graze in a field until it develops a mum and then be sold and use the money for a carbonola, yes, and then you shecht that carbon asham before any of that happens. It was designated to go and graze to develop a mum, but you shechted it before it ever did that. So it's still going to be kasher l'shamola. It's going to be kasher as a carbonola. Why a carbonola? It was an asham. You're now trying to transition it to the point where it develops a mum and you sell it. Yeah, because once it develops a mum, you're going to sell it and use the money for an ola. So once you've designated it to graze, it's already as if it is an ola. So when you shecht it stam, it's going to be an ola. Nitak in, lo nitak lo. But that's only if it was designated to go graze. If it was nitak l'ri'iyah. So amar kra, who baviyaso yehei, that up until the point of nitak, up until the point where it's designated to graze, it remains an asham. It only becomes an ola when it's designated to graze. That's the limud. Now I'm translating nitak the way Rashi translates it. Rashi says nituk means giving. I haven't really translated it yet, but there are three shitas from Rishonim how to translate nituk. Rashi says it means giving it to a shepherd and telling the shepherd, okay, you got to let this graze until it develops a mum. If you haven't yet given it over to a shepherd, then it's not. Then it's still an asham. When you give it to a shepherd, that's the transition point. In Maseches Zvachim, Rashi says differently. In Maseches Rashi over here says that, but Maseches Zvachim and Daf Hey, Rashi says nituk is by Beis Din saying that it has to go graze. It's the psak of Beis Din. When Beis Din paskens, this has to go graze, to develop a mum, that's nituk. And in Maseches Psachim, Daf Hey and Gimel, Rashi has a third understanding, that nituk l'riya means it actually has begun to graze. So either it's giving it to the shepherd, where Rashi writes here, Beis Din paskening that it should graze, where Rashi writes in Zvachim, or that it actually has begun to graze. That is that's the Rashi in Maseches Psachim. Now we had mentioned that Veshava Kohen Uvaha Kohen is a valid Gzereshava. So along the way we discussed, well, why wouldn't Avon Avono also be a valid Gzereshava, even though it's a little bit off? So Tosos just points out over here, it's an important Ha'ara. Tosos points out, and it's pointed out also in the Chidushim and Miuchasim LaRashba, the Rashba in Menachos is not really the Rashba. It's Miuchas L'Rashba, but it was someone else that wrote the Rashba on Menachos. But whatever it is, it's a Rishon. They both say that, you know, in many places it seems clear in Shas that, yeah, you can make a Gzer Shava when the words are not exact, but we don't prefer to do that. I mean, whenever you have two exact words, we'd much prefer to do that, to link those than to link words that are inexact, that are imprecise. So what was our Gemara's Havamin over here? We have Avon Avon that links Minchas Knaos to to a chatas. So we wanted to say, oh, avono should also come. No, avono is not exact. So whenever you have the option of either going with words that are exact or words that are not exact, it's true. B'shava koin avah koin works because we have no other option over there. But over here you have another option. So the Balei Tosfos point out that, what does it mean have another option? Another option means that if there's some sort of stira between two potential drushas, and they would lead you to different conclusions, right? To conflicting conclusions. One of them utilizes exact words, and the other one utilizes words that don't match exactly. So then you go with the ones that match exactly. Over here, it's not like a contradiction. Meaning, we're saying that a minchas kano shalo l'shma is puzzle. That doesn't mean that an asham shalo l'shma can't also be puzzle. It's not a conflict. Saying, okay, we should also have a drasha that an Hashem Shalosh Mo is possible. That's what we're bringing from Vishav HaKohen Uva HaKohen. But in the end of the day, the Gemara said that the makar of the idea that Chatas Shalosh Mo is possible is from the fact that it says he by the Korban Chatas. That by Chatas Nasi it says who or he. So and that teaches us, and not if it's Ba Shalosh Mo. It's interesting, Tosos points out, and this is a big discussion in Rishonim, we wouldn't have noticed it, but Tosfos points out over here in Dibra Maskel Chatzis, in the second Dibra Maskel Chatzis on the page, the longer one, that in the Sugya in Maseches Vachim, the Gemara just like takes for granted that a Chatzis is possible Shalal Lishma, because the Pasuk says, Vishachat Osa Lechatzis, and not Shishchaten Shalal Lishma, meaning a totally different drasha than what the Gemara over here assumes. So that's what the Rishonim are very bothered by. But the Gemara, they both sugyas assume, like it says in the first Mishnah in Zvachim, that a chata shalosh l'shma is possible. They seem to have different psukim to tell us this. So why would you need two different psukim to tell me that a chata shalosh l'shma is possible? So they all the Rishonim work on, what are there two different types of chatas that they're each referring to? Is it is it shana lava kasav la'akev? Different possibilities of why I would need two different psukim to teach me the same thing. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. Two dots in the bottom of the page. Amar Rav. So Rav comes up with this whopper of a chiddush which we're going to reject tomorrow, but for today it still stands. Amar Rav. Milchas ha'omer shakamtsa shalol l'shma psula hol basa lahatir v'lo atira. You know, there's another carbon that shalol l'shma, another carbon milcha that shalol l'shma is going to be possible, and that is the milchas ha'omer. Why is the milchas ha'omer possible in shalol l'shma? Because the milchas ha'omer is meant to accomplish a goal. Its purpose is to be matir the tvuah chadasha. Minchas Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, and from the time of the bringing of that Minchas Omer, now you're allowed to have the new grain from this year. So it's matir the chadash. So if you do shalol l'shma, it's not matir the chadash, and if it's not matir the chadash, it's worthless. So normally you say, okay, it's not ola l'bailam shem chova, but it's still going to be kosher. But over here, if it's not ola l'bailam shem chova, so to speak, it doesn't accomplish what it was meant to accomplish, it's absolutely worthless. It's going to be pasul. So Minchas Omer shalol l'shma is going to be possible. V'chein ata omer ba'ashem nazir v'ashem etzora sheshaklan shalol l'shma psulin hol bo lahakshir v'lo kshiru. And the same could be said of ashem etzora and ashem nazir, that since their purpose is to be machshir and they aren't machshir, so they're going to be possible if they're done shalol l'shma. Meaning those ashamos when they're shechted shalol l'shma, they're like any other zevach that's not ol l'shem chavah, but by other zevach when it's not all Hashem Chova, they're balachaper or laratzos, so they could be kosher even if they don't accomplish to be the ritzoy that they were meant to accomplish. But ashamos that are there to be machshir and they don't accomplish, they're there to be machshir the mitzora, they're there to be machshir the nazir, and they don't accomplish that, they're worthless. So says Mar Tanan, kala menachash nekmas shalol shman ksheros el shalol b'am shum chova chutz minchas chotei minchas knos. Our mission was very clear. There are only two korbanos mincha that if you do shalol l'shma are possible. Minchas chotei, minchas knos. V'yemisa, if you, Rav, are correct, that minchas ha'omer is also possible when it's shalol l'shma, listening now, michutz minchas ha'omer. Why doesn't it say it in our Mishnah? So it says, no, ki katani ba'a yachid, ba'a tzibra lo katani. There are three answers to this question. Maybe our Mishnah was only talking about minachas that are brought by individuals, not minachas that are brought by a tzibur. The minchas ha'omer is brought by the entire tzibur. Second answer, ki tani ba'a biglal atzma, ba'a biglal zevach lo katani. Maybe our mission was only talking about those minachos that are independent, but a mincha that comes together with the zevach, like the minchas ha'omer, which comes together with the keves ha'ola, that's brought on the second day of Pesach, it's not counted in our Mishnah. Or third possibility, ki katani hanach shein kavul en zman. Ha, the kavul zman, lo katani. Maybe our Mishnah was only talking about those menachos that could theoretically be brought on any given day of the year. A minchas knos, whenever there's a sota, they'll bring a minchas knos. Minchas chote, whenever there's a chote, they'll bring a minchas chote. But karban omer, that's only the second day of Pesach. So maybe we're not talking about that topic, that type of karban in our Mishnah. So Amar Mar, but then Rav pushed the chiddush even further, that it's not just the minchas ha'omer, that if it's shalol shema it's pasul, there are certain types of zevach that shalol shema are going to be pasul, that were never mentioned in the first Mishnah in Zvachim. Amar Mar, v'cheinat omer bashim, nazir, vashim etzora, sheshachtan shalol shema, that they're pasul, holba lahakshav lo kshir, because they're there to be makshir, the mitzora, they're there to be makshir, the nazir, and they don't accomplish that, so they're worthless. Well, Tanan, the first Mishnah in Zvachim says, kol ha-zvachim sheshchatan shalol shema ksherin, el shalol l'bayim shem chova. Any zevach that yishak shalol shema is going to be kosher, but it's just not going to count for the chiv of the bayim. Chutz mi pesach v'chatos, and there are only two exceptions of a zevach shalol shema that's possible. The chatos and the pesach. V'im isa, but if you, Rav, are correct, that the same is true of an Hashem nazir and an Hashem mitzora, l'sinami chutz mi Hashem nazir v'Hashem mitzora, the Mishnah should have mentioned that Hashem Nazir and Hashem Mitzorah are also no good when they're Shalol Lishma. Says Merno, Kivin Dika Hashem Gzelus Hashem Ilus L'Chaparas L'Psikalei. The Mishnah in the beginning of Zvachim couldn't say and a Karban Hashem Shalol Lishma is possible also, because not every Karban Hashem Shalol Lishma is possible. There are Karbanos Hashem Shalol Lishma that are going to be kosher, like the Hashem Gzelus and Hashem Ilus, which are there for a Kapara. So if the Mishnah would have said Chutz Mina Hashem, it wouldn't have been clear which Asham we're talking about. So says Gemara, well, why is that? Maishna azan Asham Nazir Asham Mitzora debo lahachshir velo hechshiru haninami bo lechapara velo kipru. Meaning, all Ashamos have a purpose. There's a reason that they're brought. So what was Rav's great chiddush? Yeah, but the Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzora are coming to be machshir. So if they're not machshir, they're worthless. Okay, and the Asham Gezelos and Asham Mi'ila are coming to be Mechaper. So if they're not Mechaper, they should also be worthless. Why would you say, no, they're still Kasher, they're just not all about Mishem Chova? Meaning everyone has its purpose, so when it doesn't meet that purpose, they should all be Pasul. So says Mar, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Matzinu Shechilik HaKasov, Bein Mechaprim, we do find that the Torah distinguishes between those karbanos whose purpose is to be mechaper and those whose purpose is to be machshir. Mechaprin ispu da'asu la'achar misa. Machshirin lespu da'asu la'achar misa. That which gives kapara sometimes can even be brought la'achar misa after the owner of the karban dies. By those karbanos that are machshir, you would never bring it la'achar misa. You would only bring it while the owner of the karban is still alive. How do I know that? It's not. There's a mission. A woman is yoleda, so she has to bring a kan. She has to bring a pair of birds, a chatas and an ola. She brings her carbon chatas and then drops dead. She never brought the carbon ola. So yivu yorshin ola. So the yorshim bring the carbon ola on her behalf. Olasa umesa lo yivu yorshin chatasa. But if she brought her ola and dropped dead. The Yarshim do not bring her carbon chatas. Halach al Moshe Misinai, that a chatas shemesu ba'aleha, that a carbon chatas whose owner died, is halachas lemisa, that it's not brought as a carbon. So what do you see? That a chatas yoledes, which is bal hachshir, it's coming to be machshir her, to be able to eat kachim, is only brought when it actually gets to be machshir her. But if she's dead, and it's not going to be machshir her, we don't bring it at all. Whereas an ola, which is bal chaper, it's there for kapara, we're going to bring it even after she's dead, even when it can no longer achieve that kapara. Ah, so maybe we could say the same thing by shalol shema, that those karbanos that are machshir, that are shachta shalol shema, are possible because they don't accomplish being machshir. But those karbanos that are mechaper, even when they're not mechaper, they might still be kosher karbanos. So maskar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Shimon Pazi, machshir nami, mi lesbu dasu la'achar misa? Wait, you mean to tell me any karban that's machshir is not brought after someone dies? V'hatanan, but we have a Mishnah Maseches Mi'ila. Hamarfish ma'os l'naziruso. A person designates money for his karbanos nazirus. Lo nanin, he's not allowed to get hana'a from the money. V'lo ma'olin, but it's not an iser mi'ila when you get hana'a from it. M'nei sheru'in lavukul shlamin, because any of that money might be a carbon shlamin. So that's why it's no me'ila, because shlamin is not subject to me'ila. Only kachim kachim is subject to me'ila, not kachim kalim. Meis, ha'ilo ma'os stumin, if the person dies and there was money that was not, that he had set aside, but he didn't say which of the monies was for the chatos, which for the ola, which for the shlamin, yipul l'nadava. All the money goes l'nadava. All the money has to be given for karbanos l'nadava. Mifar Russian, but if the money was earmarked for each type of carbon, to mechatos yeluch li amamelech, you throw the mechatos into the amamelech, the mechatos to the amamelech. Lo nen v'lo molin, can't get me'ila, but it's not subject, you can't get enough from it, but it's not subject to me'ila. To me ola yavi ben ola molin ben. Ola, you bring carbon ola within and subject to mila. Demei shlamim, yavi ben shlamim, v'nechal miyom echad. You bring carbon shlamim, but the carbon shlamim, unlike other carbon shlamim, is only in for one day. Ve'in tunin lechem, but it doesn't require lechem like a normal carbon shlamim shalmei nazir would. Va'ola shlamim did nazir demachshirim ninu v'kasa lachemisa. But the point is, the ola and shlamim of a nazir are machshirim, and apparently they do come liachemisa. So that's what the Gemara, I guess we'll leave it there, where the Gemara leaves it as a question. Is that true that only a chatas is going to be brought liachemisa? Only that which is mechaper, rather, is brought liachemisa, but like an ola, but that which is machshir is not brought liachemisa? Here you have something that's machshir that can be brought lachemisa. So Bez Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.